With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What is this?
It's called two-stepping music. It's a little wailing.
Listen, Jerome Tang has already said he's not going to Arkansas. I don't know who you're trying to.
I would say that the gentleman across the table from you probably has an affinity for this a little more.
Well, I will say this: your lead-in music would not, in any way, shape, or form, line up with AJ's.
Or Mitch's.
A lot of times when we come back on this show with AJ, I am clueless as to what it is. Today I'm not feeling quite as clueless.
I think he plays some of mine.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if he has many of his own in there quite yet.
Yeah.
Which he has the freedom to if he wants.
I realize that I'm the only one in the building that has Waylon Jennings in my collection, yes.
Listen, I recommend any board op, like, if you're part of the show, put your personality into it.
Have to.
Personality is a big part of radio, so I want to get to know you through your decisions on what music we come back to. Now, sometimes I might overrule it and say, get it out of here. That was your one and done. But let's see what you got.
That's it. Bring it to the table, and we'll vote on it.
You haven't met Owen, have you?
I have not.
Owen is he's on our show from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Good kid, mid-20s. Derby kid, knows a lot about the NFL, knows a lot about Major League Baseball, and he's started throwing his own music in there.
Did you say Derby as in Derby, Kansas?
Derby, Kansas.
Oh, cool.
So you'll meet him one of these days.
Okay.
It's hour two, and we have a short hour, too, because at 5:30 we're starting pregame coverage of the NCAA Tournament National Championship game. Courtesy of Booth Creek Wagyu, Purdue taking on UConn tonight, tipping off at 8:20, but we'll start pregame coverage at 5:30. And that reminds me, guys, we are in another week of Passport to Cabo. We are giving away a 7-night stay in a beachfront condo, Villa La Valencia. Guys, this is where Jerome Tang vacations. And if you want a vacation in Mexico, Cabo, San Lucas, this week head over to Friendship House in Wamigo. Get signed up to become one of 10 instant finalists that we'll be drawing for on Friday. And, of course, Passport to Cabo brought to you by BriggsAuto.com.
Did you get any of the goodies this morning?
Oh, yes, I did. But here's the deal.
Did we have any leftover?
You'll have to go check. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Because when I went, so we got beer rocks, we got some cinnamon rolls, we got some goodies from Friendship House today. There was a line for it, so I don't know who how much is left. I got my share.
Okay.
But the thing is, I go to... My girlfriend Lindsay lives in Wamigo. We go to Friendship House all the time. We're used to the good food at Friendship House. The beer rocks. I like getting the breakfast burrito. The peanut butter cinnamon roll is a winner.
Peanut butter cinnamon roll. That sounds pretty good.
I mean, I can go on and on.
I'm sure.
Why come over a Sunday? We'll go out for a brunch.
Sounds good.
You ever do brunch?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It's rare, but I have. Yeah.
Bottomless mimosas. You ever done anything like that before?
Not the bottomless. No. Probably not that tough.
Never really heard of anybody around here doing those, but
really?
Always a fan of that, but you're going to have a tough time getting me away from Friendship House, so I'll just put it that way.
Okay.
Let's get back to some of the headlines here in hour number two. If you missed any of hour number one, Well, we'll have a podcast at the end of the show. Just search for The Game on 1350 K-Man on wherever you listen to your podcast, guys, and download it, subscribe, and you'll never miss a show. We found out on Friday, Jerome Tang going to be sticking around. He has turned down Arkansas. He said, sorry, Razorbacks, I'm staying home. I'm going to be a Wildcat once again. Just to quickly, again, just go over it real quick. He did, you know, I'll air quote here, interview for the job. I don't know how much of an interview that was, but at one point he was the top candidate for Arkansas. The vacancy because of Eric Musselman leaving for USC. But decided to turn him down. He's going to stay a Cat, which we were, I can't speak for you why, but I was pretty worried there for a while, but relieved on Friday night.
Well, I think everybody was concerned. I think everybody was relieved. And when I say everybody, I'm talking about the majority, not every single person probably. You never probably have that kind of unity, I suppose. But good man, good coach. He's kind of set K-State basketball, you know, apart, I think, and just the with his personality. People kind of moved towards him with that personality and all of the things that he's done in the short time he's been here. I think everybody wants him to be around, and fortunately through, you know, some efforts of Gene Taylor and others, that's going to happen, and I'm excited about that. I think the majority certainly will be, and now, like everybody else, you know, looking forward to filling some spots and getting that roster set for next year.
Yeah, because there's still some recruiting to do. Sure. Doug McDaniel, who I'm a big fan of, it's not stopping there. And thanks to, really, we've seen this over the last week, there's been a big boost in those that are supporting Wildcat NIL.
Oh, for sure.
Members, the number is continuing to climb. They're approaching, I think, $1 million in Wildcat NIL. So we're now seeing the backing. That is a big help, a huge help in recruiting. I mean, with Wildcat NIL, K-State's become one of the best programs in schools in the nation that's being backed with NIL, becoming one of the best. So that's some pretty big news, and I'm sure a part of that was maybe a reason why Jerome Tang decided to stay. I'm sure there's a lot involved, but Gene Taylor had to work some magic to get it done. So appreciate that effort from the greatest, the best athletic director in the nation.
Well, everybody, for the most part, understands, you know, what Gene has done, and so many people are so thrilled with, you know, his actions over the weekend, but, you know, just what the last few years have been like. I've told people in interviews that, you know, coaches here trust Gene Taylor. They know that he's going to do everything he can to give them what they need to try to compete. And a tip of the cap to Wildcats everywhere too, with the growth of the NIL stuff. And I think we're not done yet, which is really exciting. You have to be involved in it and competitive to compete. And K-Staters have responded there too. So it all kind of goes hand in hand.
Of course, there was a video that Jerome Tang posted on social media that made us all feel better. You know, I would dare say it rivals the Jalen Daniels video saying that he was coming back to KU for another year. Another big part of the weekend, of course, was Ayo Kalee announcing via social media. Also a video that was put out that she'll be returning for her last year of eligibility. We have not been able to get to baseball yet. So K-State baseball this past weekend took on a very good UCF team. And I think some people just thought, UCF, they're a Big 12 newcomer. They're not supposed to be good. UCF is a really good baseball team. They are a top 20 baseball team. They are a top 20 RPI team. They're really good. They're both good offensively and with pitching. I would say that that's the best pitching staff K-State has faced this year.
It is certainly a possibility for sure. I believe they were as high as six in the RPI. So to get one,
that's right.
I
think they're seven now. Yeah.
Yeah, probably so. But it's interesting. You look at K-State's week. Okay, they win the game on the road at Missouri State, win one of the first two, and frankly, yesterday they did not play very good defensive baseball in that cost them. But they really had a legitimate chance to win two out of three. And those people that the select, you know, regional teams are going to notice that kind of stuff. And to be honest, K-State is right there in the league. The league is just jumbled up, you know, from the middle to the top, and there's not a lot of separation. So the league race is wide, wide, wide open right now.
It is, because even though the last two Big 12 series, K-State's just won one of the three, and they're, again, playing really good teams. Texas came here, and then that at UCF right now, the Backcats are just one game back in the Big 12 standings. And one of those teams that are right now at the top, I do believe they're at the top. I may need to go double check here just to be sure here. But after they host Wichita State on Wednesday, they're now going to Norman, Oklahoma to take on a good Oklahoma team. That's another big RPI opportunity, but also to keep your footing in a good spot. There's still six Big 12 series to go. There's still 18 Big 12 games to go.
Long
You're only
to go.
A game back of first place.
Right.
It's not like K-State's in a bad spot. The only difference is that when they went to UCF, you know, I honestly thought the pitching wasn't too bad. I thought Tyson Abels was really good. Some of the starting pitching was pretty solid. I thought Borma was really good.
Borma did a nice job.
There were some bumps in the road. Honestly, yeah, the defense just, for whatever reason, the last couple of series, it's just been, I don't know how routine you would call some of the plays, but just some bad throws to a base where it should be an out.
Sure.
And it's been these errors, and they added up in a couple of innings.
And give UCF some credit, too. In those defining innings, I'll say, from yesterday, they had two terrific bunts and a big two-out hit. That's how you win hard games, and they did yesterday. They K-State cracked the door open for them a little bit with a couple of defensive miscues, but they also played a decent ball game themselves. They are good. They're legit.
Well, and just the offense as a whole through the three-game series batted 180. I would have not predicted that, even though the pitching staff of UCF is really solid. They really brought in pitchers at the right time to get the results they wanted. Nick English, who's just been such a hot bat as a true freshman, was 1-for-12. Kalen Culpepper was 1-for-11. Rafael Pelletier was 1-for-8. Let's see, there's one more I wanted to bring up, but I lost my spot here. And Brady, 2-for-10. Had a couple of walks. His on-base percentage wasn't too bad. But as a team, the on-base percentage was under 300. The offense just never really got going in the series.
Yeah, it was a lower-scoring series, no doubt about that, as opposed to, say, Bedlam, where the wind was blowing out, right? I mean,
yeah.
they had a 19-12 game and that kind of – I mean, over in Lawrence, too, there were a couple of high-scoring games and one low-scoring game in the
KU-West Virginia
series.
Yeah, West Virginia has now won 4 in a row, and they just swept KU.
Uh-huh. They can hit, yeah. And so, yeah, I think the league's been really intriguing. And like you say, they're right there, but no time to let off the gas pedal at all, because you got a long way to go yet. We're about halfway through, right, roughly. Yeah,
this
league race.
Yeah, this weekend for K-State is a really big weekend.
Sure.
Because like I said, so you have Oklahoma's 8-4 in the Big 12, K-State 7-5. They're tied with Oklahoma State and Cincinnati. Cincinnati's playing some pretty good baseball right now. They just won 3 in a row. Texas is also 7-5. So you have a four-way tie for third place. Tied for first is West Virginia and Oklahoma. And the Mountaineers right now have the second longest winning streak in the Big 12 at 4 games, which they just swept the Jayhawks.
And you know what, a team you didn't mention? TCU. How surprising is that? I mean, most people thought that they
stink.
Well, I don't know their story. But they haven't played.
They're 5-10 in the Big 12.
They're 5-10 in the Big 12 after being really good the last couple of years. So maybe they were due to be off a tick, but they just haven't played as well in the conference season yet. Not that they're not capable.
Well, it surprised me that Cincinnati swept them.
Well, sure. And you know, I think a lot of people wondered when Cincinnati was here what they were going to be like. I liked what I saw out of them. I think you could tell that they were really, really pretty well coached, and they've been competitive. There's no doubt. I think we knew UCF would be competitive, but a little more question of some of the others, you know. And BYU's been okay so far. So, yeah, those newcomers of Houston. What's Houston? I don't remember what they were in the league. I don't remember that.
Let's see. Houston is last place. They're 4-11. TCU second to last at 5-10. Yeah, TCU, they're not winning series.
No, they're not.
They've played Oklahoma. They've played Oklahoma State. They've just won one out of the three.
I'd love to go back probably don't have time to do it here now, but I'd love to go back and see how many times in the last two seasons that TCU has swept in a conference series. Probably not very often.
No, probably not.
Too good
not.
At pitching.
No, they're just, you know, I think they were the favorites for the Big 12 this year, and, you know, they're almost in dead last as we still have 18 games to go in Big 12 play. All right, we'll wrap it up with a little UConn versus Purdue. Who wins it? Wyatt will tell you after the break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To finish that thought,
go ahead.
Highest rated basketball broadcast in a year, in the year. And that means
the women's title game.
That means pro basketball, NCAA, men, all of it.
Well, I mean, AEW, who airs its Wednesday night show, it competes against the NBA. They beat NBA in the ratings all the time. And it's pro wrestling on a Wednesday night.
Doesn't surprise me.
Hey, shout out to Caitlin Clark. She's a draw.
Well, she, yeah. And you know, you also have, nobody talked about this, which is astonishing to me, but South Carolina was undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hardly heard any talk about that. Anyway, good for the women's game. It's growing, there's no doubt.
Well, UConn has three losses. I don't know how many Purdue has, but they both have really tall guys at the five. But it is the national championship, which we start pregame in 2 minutes. Wyatt, what do you think? Is it going to be UConn or is it Purdue taking home the crown?
Well, I think Connecticut is the better all-around team. I've said that from the beginning of the tournament that, you know, they complete both ends of the floor, depth, coaching, all of that stuff. And I believe that is still the case. I'm a really, really big fan of their team, how they play. They just don't make mistakes. They shoot the ball well. They defend. They're a high-level block team. They have five guys that average double figures. There are just very few weaknesses there. You could probably say almost the same exact thing about Purdue. They shoot the heck out of it. One of the best three-point shooting teams in the country after being one of the worst a year ago. They've got Zach Edey. But for me, I think athleticism wins out here, and Connecticut is your champion.
Let's not forget UConn also has Klingon, who's 7'2", and is a great rim protector.
No doubt. That matchup will be fun to watch.
I'm going to go UConn winning it as well. I'm going to take them. If I was betting -6.5, I'm taking UConn. That's going to do it for Wildcat Insider. We have two Wildcat Insiders left next week and the week after. That's going to wrap it up. For Troy, Wyatt, I'm Mitch. Go Cats!
Getting you closer to the locker room than anyone else. This is Wildcat Insider. Wildcat Insider, an exclusive presentation of the flagship station of the K-State Sports Network. News Radio 1350, KMAN.